Good morning, sunshine. Good morning. I wanted to jump on really quick to share something that I feel might be of an encouragement to you, or might be a little bit of a curiosity, or something that you can do for yourself. And it's not hard, and it's happening all over, and that is looking for the signs, hearing the guidance of the Holy Spirit, walking by the Spirit. And you can do this every single day of your life, and it will bring you closer and closer to your own North Star. Now, why am I calling it that? Well, it's interesting because the North Star, and you'll never really get there, but if you follow your North Star, you'll get to where, if you want to say meant to be, supposed to be, whatever, right? It's always a leading of the Holy Spirit. And that is something that my husband and I have just been having so much fun doing. And we call it the scavenger hunt. We call it, finding whatever, going on this, right? That's what we did with the solar eclipse, which, by the way, I'm not done finishing telling you the story, because so many more signs have shown up since then. But right now, I just want to share this one little thing that happened just today. So my kids, they go to school. I have three kids that are still in high school, and they take the bus to go to the school in the morning. And this morning, one of them woke up late, and I was mad, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to have to drive you. So I drove him. And then on the way back from dropping him off, I see the library, and at the library, I look over and I feel this tug, like, you got to go find that book, follow your own North Star, or finding your own North Star. And I was like, all right, well, I don't even know if that book is there. I have no idea, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to follow it, and I'm going to go see if that book is there. And I'm going to check it out, because I need to read it. I've been hearing a lot about it for years. Definitely these past couple years I started hearing it, and I was like, oh gosh, I really need to read it, because I've been talking a lot about it the past couple weeks. So as I'm turning to go into the library, I noticed the roundabout area, a road to get to my son's house, and I'm thinking, is this about going to visit them? Like, am I supposed to go and see them? Is that why I'm turning here to go to this, you know, what I think is to go find the book? And then I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. I don't feel that strong pull to do that. So I go around the roundabout, make my turn, and go into the library parking lot. I get out and I walk into the library. And then I notice that they're having a book sale. And I was like, no, I know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go straight to the book catalog and see if I can find this book. Well, actually, I didn't do that. I just went straight and I started looking at the table of all the used books, and it kind of gave me some feelings about how I used to do that as a mom. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. Not to go into all those details, because you know how I get. So as I'm looking for these books, I'm pulling different books. I'm like, oh, Think and Grow Rich. Okay, well, I don't have a copy of that. Do I need to get that? I'm like, all right, well, maybe this whole thing is not about finding that book. It's about finding another book, that, because God's done that to me before. I mean, it's been where it's like an obvious, like, oh, you just answered me. Okay, this is what I need to read, and all of that, to get some more clarity on something. So I don't get Think and Grow Rich. I've read that book, but I was like, I don't want to get that. And then I see another book and another book and then another book. And then I pull one out that, to me, I was like, said ten lessons that you can learn from a millionaire for women. And so I pull the book out and flip through it. And I was like, I really don't feel anything on this. So I placed the book right back where I had pulled it from, exact same spot. And as I'm placing it back, I looked at the book that was right next to it on the left side of it, and I see it, and I looked and I blinked twice, and I'm like, what is happening right now? And it's that book, the North Star book. the one that I said that I wanted to get or read. Yeah, check out from the library. Well, it was at the little book sale. And to me, guys, do you not know that this is not like one of those books that, oh, it's everywhere. It's like a Think and Grow Rich book or whatever book. But I'm like, oh my gosh, guys, don't you see that? If anything, to me, it's like what I say, God wink, or it's that you're on the right path, or yes, you need to read this book, which I am going to. And I believe I'm going to learn something from it. But it's just like those things of like, wait a second, huh? Right? You're scratching your head. You're like, wait, let me do double take. There's no way. But that's what I want you to see and feel and hear as I'm sharing the story. Feel it, hear it, do it, see, you know, go after it, follow it, because it's ever present before you. Your own signs, your own answers, your own leading in your own direction. And as I saw that book, I pulled it out and I was so overjoyed. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta buy this. But first, let me go check the book catalog and see if it's here. And because maybe I might not want to buy it and I'll just, you know, but low key, I was like, no. You know what I mean? I'm buying this book. It's mine for forever. It's a sign that I will forever keep. Just like when we found the red brick that had our last name on it in Providence, Rhode Island. Anyway, if you don't know the story, go back into my old messages and you'll probably hear it because I talk about it a lot. And that to me was like, okay, yes. All right. So I went to the card catalog and I looked it up and guess what? It wasn't even at that library. I would have had to check it out from another library, which is like 30 minutes away from me. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Thank you, God, thank you. So in that, I was so happy and I'm like, all right, let me go buy this book. And the guy's like, oh, it's just donation, whatever you want to give. And I'm like, oh my gosh, okay. And I'm thinking like, oh man, I could have stacked up with all these other books. But anyway, I just took my one book. I think I gave like $5 or something. And brand new, by the way, brand new, good condition. And I walk out. And I was about to record this very own podcast, this one, this episode, when I see my son and my daughter-in-law, which, by the way, they're getting married tomorrow, and my grandbabies. I see them pull up into the library bookstore. And I was funny because I was thinking about my son. I was like, oh my gosh, he would love to get some books from here. That's wonderful. And like, you know, one of the used books. And he pulls up. But the thing is, here's the other crazy thing. Because remember, I was thinking, I'm like, am I supposed to go see my son, you know, down at their house? And then here you go, they pull right up. So I was like, bam, oh my gosh, what's going on right now? I'm so excited. And that's the beauty, friends. This is the beauty. I want you, if anything, if you desire to learn a way of doing this, it's not difficult. It's not hard. You just have to listen. You just have to hear. You just have to be open to receive those directions, those signs, those answers. And sometimes there are going to be blurry and you're not going to know. And it's okay because maybe you're not supposed to see it yet. But that sometimes they're very obvious. Very, very obvious and very easy. And this one was, to me, I felt like it was pretty easy. And it's funny because there's times that I'm like, I don't do things like that. Like, oh, let me just randomly on a Monday morning turn into a library because usually it'd be like, oh, let me go on Amazon and get it, or let me go to another library, or blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? And I don't do those things. I don't follow the signs. But today I was like, I was open. I was ready. I was like, okay, what do you have to show me? Anyway, so I'm going to leave it there so you guys can digest on that and, you know, chew on that. That's it. Chew it, digest it, feel it. And I will come back when I feel ready to share. I mean, it's not, you know, like I have to like prepare myself. But whenever I want to share the stuff on the solar eclipse, which is more stuff about signs and following the leading and the direction and what things can, how city streets can just tell a story for just you, personal stories. And that is the beauty of following the leading of the Holy Spirit. Take care. And hey guys, follow your own North Star. Take care. Bye-bye.